So 26 vacant positions will not be filled, but you're still going to try to offer all the courses.
Absolutely. We still have to meet our obligation in terms of providing a quality and well-rounded education for these students. And we want to make sure that we do offer the courses that the students do need. Our goal is to make sure that we maintain quality during these very difficult times of diminishing resources.
And what are you looking to possibly have to cut in fiscal year 15, another year down the road?
Well, that's uncertain right now. We're looking at some possibilities, but, you know, it's all based on the budget and what will be happening in Springfield. And with the increases that we have, you know, our obligation for the increases. And also it's based on the enrollment as well as a lot of other variables that come into play.
No layoffs or furloughs still. How long can you continue to do that?
We're uncertain about how long we can continue to do that. We will do it as long as we can. And right now, as you see with the cuts that we're having, we are using the attrition dollars from the positions that are vacant.
We heard, you know, a lot of people were asked to come up with ideas for saving money, for cutting money. Have there been any creative ideas for generating more revenue coming into the university?
Well, one has to do with enrollment. If we get the enrollment up, we will that will help to generate more revenue for us. And when we talk about the retention rates, increasing the our retention rates. And there are some other things, too, that we've talked about and suggestions that we have gotten.
Such as?
A couple things that have been thrown out is differentiated tuition. We aren't ready to go there yet, but, you know, those are ideas that have been thrown out, additional charges to students depending on what type of classes they're taking.
Okay. But then we also have to keep in mind when we talk about increases, many of our students are from lower socioeconomic background, and then we pride ourselves on being affordable and providing access. So we have to keep that in mind, too, that many of the students, some of the students leave because they can't meet their financial obligations, and not just because of grades. So even with that kind of suggestion that we have gotten, you know, we have to be very careful.
So what are you doing in terms of corporate partnerships or hitting up a successful alumni, things like that?
Well, we've been successful in terms of fundraising. Right now, we're about $56 million of a $60 million campaign goal. In addition to that, we will be starting this fall. I have talked with the Vice President for Advancement and Public Services and about creating a corporate executive corporate cluster where we partner with various companies and corporations to seek more funding. I feel that we haven't done as much as that as we could be doing or should have done. So we feel that that's something that needs to be done.
Is there any thought of simply becoming a smaller university?
Well, absolutely not. We want to continue to grow, and we will grow. With the Quad Cities campus, we feel that we'll have a niche there for the growth of enrollment. We are the only public institution in the Quad Cities, so we feel that we'll grow there. As in addition to that, we want to continue to grow the enrollment here on the Macomb campus.
I want to make sure I got some of the numbers straight. You mentioned with the budget cuts, and so I believe this number is just to meet the salary increase this year so far. Was it overall $4.5 million in budget cuts?
Yeah, that was the number.
And like I said, that's just to meet the salary increase. That
just the salary increases, yes.
Cuts when a state appropriation becomes official.
Well, that's not even including the 5% reduction in our state appropriation. So this is just the salary reduction. I mean, the salary increases.
Yeah, so you're cutting money so you can afford pay raises for the employees that are contractually obligated to?
We are contractually obligated to pay that, yes.
Is there one message you hope people come away with today?
Well, we want individuals to continue to work with us and know that our goal is to make sure that we do what's best for Western Illinois University and that we continue to provide a quality and well-rounded education for our students. Even during these difficult times of diminishing resources, we still have to educate students. We're still graduating students, and we want them to have the same kinds of experiences that other students have around the world, because those are the individuals that they have to compete with when they graduate and go out into their careers.
Might we be back in a month or two looking at further budget cuts once the legislature announces what your appropriation is going to be?
Absolutely. We may be back. It depends on the what happens in Springfield and one way or the other, whether we call an open forum as we have done today and on April 17th, or whether we will send correspondence out in the form of a letter from the president.
A moment ago, Matt, you mentioned differentiated tuition. Can one of you explain that?
Well, it's just paying different classes cost different amounts. You know, some of our lab classes are more expensive, or some programs are more expensive to operate. You would pay different tuition. Many schools do that. We have not gone there. We haven't decided to do that, and we're sort of resistant because, again, it puts more expensive costs on our students.
Anything either of you wants to add?
Nope. Well, these are tough times, and we have seen tough times before at other institutions as well as here, and we will get through these tough times. We just have to plan and be very strategic in what we do.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.